ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। किं नो राज्येन गोविन्द किं भोगाय जीवितेन वा येषाम् अर्थे काङ्क्षितं नो राज्यं भोगा सुखानि च स इमे अवस्थिता युद्धे प्राणं त्यक्त्वा धनानि च आचार्या पितरः पुत्रा तथैव च पितामहा मातुला पशुरा पुत्रा श्याला सम्बन्धिना तथा एतान् हन्तुम् इच्छामि किन्तोपि मधुसूदन अपि त्रैलोक्य राज्यस्य हेतो किं नु महि कृते निहत्य धर्तराष्ट्रा का प्रीति स्यात् जनार्दना। किं नो राज्येन गोविन्द किं भोगाय जीवितेन वा येषामर्थे काङ्क्षितं नो राज्यं भोगात् सुखानि च ग इमे वस्तुता युद्धे प्राणान् त्यक्त्वा धनानि च आचार्याः पितरः
पुत्राः
तथैव च
पितामहः
मातुलाः श्वशुराः श्याला
सम्बन्धिनस्तथा
एतान् अहन्तुमिच्छामि नतोऽपि मधुसूदन अपि त्रैलोक्यराज्यस्य एतो किं महि कृते निहत्य धर्तराष्ट्रान् कापि तिष्ठ्यार्जनादना किं नः to us, Rajena is the kingdom, Govinda, O Krishna, what kim, what, bhogai, enjoyment, jivitena, by living, va, either, yesham, for whom, arte, for the matter of kankshitam, desired, naha, our, rajam, kingdom, bhoga, material enjoyment, sukhani, all happiness, cha, also, ke, all of them, ime, these, avastita, situated, your day in this battlefield. Pranam, lives. Jaktava, giving up. Dhanani, riches. Cha, also. Achaya, teachers. Pitraha, fathers. Putraha, sons. Tata, as well as. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Pitamaha, grandfathers. Matla, maternal uncles. Shvashura, fathers-in-law. Putra, grandsons. Shyala, brothers-in-law. Sambandhina, relatives. Tata, as well as. Etan, all these. Na, never. Antum, for killing. Ischami, do I wish. Ganata, being killed. Api, even. Madhusudana, O killer of the demon Madhu. Krishna. Api, even if. Trilokya, of the three worlds. Rajasya, of the kingdoms. Eto, in exchange. Kim, what to speak of. Nu, only. Mohi krite, for the sake of earth. Nihatya, by killing. Dhritarashtra, the sons of Dhritarashtra. Naha, our. Pra, what? Priti, pleasure. Yat, will there be? Janadana, O maintainer of all living entities. Translation. O Govinda, of what avail to us our kingdoms, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed in this battlefield? O Madhusudan, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and all relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, then why should I wish to kill them, though I may survive? O maintainer of all creatures, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth.
So, Arjuna is thinking in terms of his own sense gratification. He is posing himself as if he does not know what is the plan of Krishna. The plan of Krishna is explained by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada hi dharmasya jnani bhavati abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujam. Paritranaya sadhana vinasaya drishtita dharma samasthapanarthaya yuge yuge sambhavat. The plan is already known to everyone, how the management of the cosmic manifestation is being. Cosmic manifestation is there, this material world. It is, although temporary, it has got a purpose. The purpose is to give chance to the living entities who are rotting in this material world to divide his Krishna consciousness or original consciousness and go back to home, back to Lord. This is the plan. This material, cosmic manifestation is there. Bhutta bhutta praviyat. The nature is, it is sometimes manifested and sometimes it is dissolved, annihilated. Everything material, that is the way, just as our body, it is created at a certain date and it will be annihilated at a certain date. Similarly, this gigantic body, that is also body of the Supreme Lord, Virat body. Virat means gigant. Krishna is so, his Virat Rupa to Arjuna. So this external body, exactly just like we are part of the external body, internal body. The soul is covered by two bodies, the external and internal. External means these gross elements, earth, water, air, fire, sky. And internal means the mind, intelligence and ego. They are also material. Within that two covering, just like our body is covered by Saturn four, similarly the soul is encased in two kinds of bodies. When this gross body is finished, the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, they are there. The soul is covered, the gross body is finished and is called death. But people do not know that there is no death for the soul. The outward cover is finished, the inward cover is there, and the inward cover will carry the soul to another gross body. That is called transplantation. The mind is creating. As we are making our consciousness in this life, so we are making our next life. Jānti deva pratāde imān pitri jānti pitri pratāde. So, we have got two kinds of bodies, gross and subtle. And within that, I am living, you are living. So, dehina sinda sadehi kaumaram jauvanam yara. Asmin dehe, within this body, there is the dehi, the proprietor of the body. So people do not understand that the finishing of this gross body is not actually death or annihilation of the soul. Nahannate hannamani sarīre. Even annihilation of the subtle body does not mean death of the soul. Nahannate hannamani sarīre. There are two kinds of bodies. So, when the gross body is annihilated, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. Just like the air carries the flavor of a certain place. If the air is passing over rose garden, it carries the flavor. Although we cannot see, but we can smell. We can understand the breeze is so fragrant, means it is coming over a rose garden. Similarly, filthy flesh, bad smell, they are carried. So the sattva body carries the mental situation of the soul and puts him into a particular body according to that mental situation. Janjanabhati smaran loki tajatanti kaliva. At the time of death, the mental situation will give me chance for another God's birth. If I have created my mind, Krishna answers, then he will give me the mental situation, will give me a body by which I can make further progress. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sutinam simatam jehi yoga bhrasta chanjaya. Yoga bhrasta. Suppose one has begun yoga. Yoga means attempt to link with the Supreme. That is called yoga. And yoga means without any relationship or without any attachment for the Supreme. Yoga means plus and yoga means minus. So plus means 1 + 1 = 2. So when we try to connect with the Supreme, then we can understand there is God and I am also there. We have got intimate relationship that is explained in the Vedas. Two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply witnessing. The witnessing bird is God, Krishna. And the eating bird is the living entity. So, God is witnessing all our activities and our mental situation. So, He orders Maya, the external energy, Prakriti, that He requires to be given a body like this. And the material nature gives a living entity a particular type of body, and they are numbering 8,400,000. So there is no certainty what kind of body I am going to get next life. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is explained that if you are situated on the mode of goodness, then He will get your flesh in the higher planetary system. Urdanga shanti sattva swa madhi tishtanti rājata. Jaghanna guna vittishta adhoga shanti tāmasā. There are three qualities, material nature, they are working. And we are under the influence of either of them. Either in the influence of goodness or in the influence of passion or in the influence of ignorance. So when we are under the influence of ignorance, jaghanna guna vitti, then our behavior and activities become very abominable, very, very much abominable. Especially in the Kali Yuga, it is stated that people will have no fixed time for eating or sleeping or taking bath. In this way, their bodily features will be like ghosts that we are seeing actually. The hippies, they are becoming. Practically, in this age, there will be no place even for taking daily bath. that we see especially in this country, the apartment, there is no living place. They have to go outside. So things are deteriorating. Very well. Ado gacchanti tamasa. Therefore, the human civilization means to make progress towards the quality of goodness. That will help him for making further progress. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Urdhvam means higher planetary system. Here it is said that api trailakya rajyasya hetu. Trailak, om bhurbhuvasya. This is bhula, above this bhuvarlok and above that saralok, heavenly planet. Om bhurbhuvasya, that's Samitu Varanda, this is Gayatri. So, Arjuna is speaking of Trailakya Rajyasya. He is asserting that even if I get the kingdom of the three worlds, what to speak of only this earthly planet, that is insignificant. Even if I get the kingdom of Trailok, Sarga, Matta, Pata, like that, still I am not prepared to fight with my kingdom. What to speak of this earth? He decided that. This is called family attachment. He is speaking even in exchange of kingdom of the three worlds, I am not prepared to fight. Apitayakka rajyasya hetu kinno mahikrite nihatta bhasrasyan na kapiti sajjanarjana. What I shall get by killing my cousin brothers. And along with that, there are so many relatives. Acharya pitara putra sasaiva chakitamaha. Matura sasura putra syala sammandinastata. Itana hantunichyami. My dear Krishna, Madhusudha, he is not addressing Krishna as Krishna. He is addressing him, Madhusudana. He is reminding him that you also kill, but you kill your enemies. Madhu. Madhu by the demon. Madhu kaita vabhare. Hare murare. Madhu kaita vabhare. So, you are Madhusudana. You are the killer of Madhu demon who was your enemy. You are not Nandasudana or Jasodasi. That is reminding, little critical, that you are yourself Madhusudana. You kill only your enemy. Why you are inducing me to kill my kinsman? This is the critical. So you may induce me, but I am not going to kill. Itam nahantum ichantum to kill. I am not willing. Then the question may be that it is quiet. If you do not kill, if you stand still, then they will kill you. Because it is quiet. Then what will you do? Yes, I agree. Gnatopi. If they kill me, I agree. You still have not. Even they kill me, I will not fight, I will not kill them. But if they kill me, that is also a deal. It's still I will. Just see how much determination. This is called family attraction. So, he is preparing the ground for teaching Bhagavad Gita. We are so much attached to our bodily conception of life and expansion of bodily conception of life. He is thinking in terms of bodily conception of life. Shala, Bandhu, Pitaro, Pitamaha, because somebody happens to be. Just like there are many thousands of women. One woman with whom I have got my bodily connection, I get. She is my wife. I have to give protection. This is all based on bodily connection. So long there was no bodily connection with that woman, we didn't care for. But as soon as there is bodily connection, immediately attachment is. Tayor means na hridayaganti mahu. Generally, everyone has got attraction for woman. Woman has got attraction for man. That is jealous. But when they are united by marriage, the attraction becomes very active. Vidayaganti mahu. Vidayaganti means very hard knot. Vidayaganti mahu. So this is spontaneous. Then I get my attraction for my children, for my society, for my home. So the Arjuna's description of this means bodily concept of love. The Saman substance of this whole passage described by Arjuna. King Narajina Govinda King Govi Jivitena. Everyone was so hard to acquire money. Why? The family attraction. We are students of economics. And there was a book, Marshall's Economics, that Mr. Marshall is explaining that economic impetus begins from family attraction. Unless one has got family, he will not try to earn. He will not try to earn money. He will be irresponsible. Therefore, it is essential when one is given some responsible post, some English firm in India has some collector, you see. So he was simply trying to know the man who is going to work for us, whether he is family man. Because unless he is a family man, he has no attraction. He can give up the job at any moment, because there is no family attraction. This is the psychology. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, it is the duty of the parents to get the sons and daughters married so that they will have family attraction, they will be stably, they will organize, things will go nicely. If there is no family attraction, no responsibility, then the things will not be nice. This is the basic principle. So anyway, the family attraction is required for regulated life. If there is no family attraction, there is no regulated life. You have got very good experience of these things. So family attraction is required. It is not that it is rejected. It is required for regulated life. Unregulated life cannot make any progress. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, the Grihastha Ashram is recommended. Everyone should be married and everyone should be, if possible, letting live a brahmachari. First of all, the Brahmachari Ashram is given, austerity, under the guidance of the spiritual master. So the idea is not to be entangled. Brahmachari has no connection with worldly affairs. He is simply interested with the order of the spiritual master. That is called brahmachari. So one is trained up as a brahmachari and he sufficiently given knowledge that don't be entangled with this material aspect. Don't be. Try to avoid. But if you are still unable, your sex impulse is very strong, all right, then you go and marry. This is the process. First of all, he is thought to be Vairagya. This whole Krishna consciousness movement may be called Vairagya Vidya. This Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he wrote one verse on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote 100 verses. Out of that, 2 verses or 4 verses are available. When he composed the verses, eulogizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it was shown to him, because it was self-eulogization, he immediately torn up the paper. So still, the devotees collected and got 2 or 4 verses. So one of the verses written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. This Bhakti Yoga is Vairagya Vidya. How to teach people to be detached from this material aspect? This is Vairagya. In another place, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayodita. Janati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Kahitukam. In the human life, 2 things require, Jnan and Vairagya. Jnan means that I am not this body, this is Jnan. Not that so-called scientific knowledge, more attachment for this body. That is not Jnan. Jnan means how to achieve the status of Vairagya. That is Jnan. Jnana Vairagya Jukta. So, the brahmachari is taught Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. Sikhatam Eka Purusha Purana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has taken sannyas very early age, only at the age of 24 years, very young man, he has brought his young wife at home, 16 years old, and he has brought his mother old, 70 years old. So, he has given up all responsibility, and there is no other male member in the family to look after them, the mother and the young wife. Still he has taken sannyas. So therefore, he is the Purana Purusha, the Supreme Person. But he has come to teach us this Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikha Tameka Purusha Purana. Purusha Purana. Krishna. Krishna is a guy, Purusha Purana. Sakratam Purana. Dibbam Adi Purusha. So Purusha Purana. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. He has come to teach the Bhakti Yoga, which is Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidyam Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikhatam Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari. Now he has assumed the body of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kamaham Prapadde, I offer my respectful obeisances to this person. He has come to teach us Vairagya Vidya. So Vairagya Vidya, this family attachment. And just the opposite thing is Vairagya Vidya. How to become detached? This is the whole process of Vedic civilization. Everyone has got this attachment. for the body, an expansion of the body. So, Vairagya Vidya means to be detached. That is called Brahma Jnana. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Natang. That is Brahma Jnana. As soon as you understand, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body. I am spirit soul. This is called Brahma Jnana. So long you do not get this knowledge, you are in ignorance. That ignorance, there are degrees. In the Satogun, or in the modes of goodness, you can simply theoretically understand that I am not this Lord. That is Satogun. Brahman is that quality. Samodamo Siddhisthal. Jnana. Jnanam vijnanam asritvam brahma karma sabhava. When you brahma jnanati iti brahmana. Brahmana means who has got the knowledge of Brahma. Dīdu pātāt bhavit vikra brahma jnanati iti brahmana. Janmana jāyati suddha sanaskāra bhavit vijya. Everyone is born sudra. But by cultivation of knowledge and culture, one can become samskara. Therefore, according to Vedic system, there are 10 kinds of samskara, reformatory method. This is Upanayana samskara. This is also one of the samskara. Sacred faith. Upanayana. Upa means near. And Naya means bringing. When the spiritual master brings nearer to spiritual consciousness, a person is given the Upanaya or the sacred faith. The sacred faith is the indication that this man is now under the control of the spiritual master for advancing in Krishna consciousness. This person. This is called Upanaya. Similarly, there is the formative method, marriage, and there are 10 kinds of requirements. The first beginning is Garbhadhan. So these things are impossible to introduce now in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, the only reformative method is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Tatidanatha. In this age of Kali, people are so false, so degraded, that it is not possible to introduce systematically the whole Vedic principle. It is not possible. That is not possible. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy that he has given us mercifully. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti, just to teach. Very short cut method. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna. Simple. Simple. Keta Dharpala Mahajana. Bhava Mahadavagni. You are suffering in this material world. Davagni. The forest fire. This material world is forest fire. But they are so ignorant. They cannot understand that we are born in the grieving fire of this material existence. Our aim should be how to get out of it. But there is no such knowledge. Just like animals, the animals are suffering. They are being taken to the slaughterhouse. There is no strength of protesting. They are being slaughtered. So, we are also being slaughtered by the laws of nature. We are also being slaughtered. So we do not know how to make progress. That is flattering. So this is going the very abominable condition of this age. Mandasumandamatayu mandabhagya jipadjita. First of all, they are very much slow or bad. Manda means bad or slow. Slow means the human form of life is meant for making progress in spiritual understanding. So, in these days, every man is very slow. They do not know that there is need of spiritual understanding. There is need of making progress in spiritual life. They have forgot. They have become just like ants. Therefore, they are called mandya. Sumandamatayo. And if anyone is little interested, he has said something bogus, which has no meaning. I belong to this ism, I belong to that ism, that ism, that ism. What is that ism? Dharma or ism, what is that? Request. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatam. It is simple thing that the dharma means, religious code means the order of the Supreme Personality of God. We have to obey. That is called dharma. But they have no knowledge. What is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is this order? They are here in the Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down to teach us. Jadadadahi dharma sabnan. When people forget their regulated life, I come down. So he has come down. He has come down, he teaches Arjuna that you are so much family-wise attached. Then he will teach. From the second chapter he will begin the teaching. Pajyavadam subhasa. Asotkam anusotasi tam. Pajyavadam subhasa. When Krishna, Arjuna accepted Krishna, then I am now puzzled. What to do? So I know I am puzzled. I am Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight. But I am hesitating. So it is very embarrassing, puzzled. Therefore, I am surrendering unto you. Shishtapriyam sadhanam prapannam. I am becoming your disciple, not friend. Now let us talk as master and disciple, not as friend and friend. So when he accepted Krishna, as Krishna is always master, but it is simply acceptance. So at that time, Krishna will speak, Aso chānanu sotastam prajñāvādāṁ subhāsas. That you have gatāsum, avatāsum, sa nānu pandita-asas. Pandita. You are posing yourself, you speak so many things. That is like pandit, learning. It is a very nice thing. Krishna, Arjuna is saying, that how can I kill my kinsman, there is my grandfather, there is my teacher, there is my kinsman. It is not bad for worldly man, this is very nice consideration. That I am not going to kill my kinsman. That is very good consideration. Prajñāvādāṁ subhāsas. But spiritually, it is ignored. It is foolishness. Materially, it may be very nice thing. He's talking to him. Therefore, the first establishment was Krishna took the position of spiritual master. So, spiritual master has the right to chastise the disciple. So, immediately he chastised. Asatyanam sutastam prajñāvādāṁ subhāsas. My dear Arjuna, you are talking, you are lamenting so badly. And at the same time, you are talking just like a very darn man. So this is the position of the world. One talks very high words, but his behavior is very abominable. So gradually we shall come to that point. So let us Krishna, now Arjuna is promising Krishna arranged this fight to execute his purpose. Puritrana sadhana vinashaya cha duskrita. That is what his purpose. Duskrita and all these sinful rascals, they are ruling over the world. I want to kill. Therefore, this battle was arranged so that all the rascals and demons will come there and it will be killed in one place. And the right person, Maharaj Yudhishthir, will be installed on the throne. That was his plan. The right person. Krishna wants his representative to rule over the king. King means representative of God.